Hey, it's the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And it is our Tuesday live session. It is Tuesday. We're excited about Tuesday. I hear crickets in the back. It's not that late.
Yeah, no, it's not. Those are just animals who don't know what time they're in.
The time is off, right? They're going in. They're sounding the alarm.
Well, they're doing something. There's crickets, birds. I mean, it's a whole nature preserve out here.
How's your day going?
Fantastically smooth. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I started out with my morning walk and kept on going. I'm telling you, it's a great day to be alive. It's a great day, especially because I'm alive. Yes, sir.
It is. It is. I had, I'm an avid for naps. And so, well, that's not what this was supposed to be. I literally closed my eyes for just a few minutes because my mind was just bogged down with things I couldn't really deal with at the moment. But I said, let me close my eyes for just a few minutes. And that few minutes turned into about a good hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I woke up. I felt a little bit better. A lot better. And I was able to do a little bit more moving in my day, on my day and my agenda. So what are we talking about today?
I don't have any idea because I like when you surprise me. But at the same time, I sometimes feel guilty like I should be surprising you back. But I don't have anything to surprise you with.
Well, no, that's all right. No, well, I mean, there's always something we can talk about.
There's always something. Always something we can talk about.
What's really
Wait, hold up. Are you eating?
I am. You heard it?
Yeah. Okay. What you eating on?
It was, am I doing the SM? What is it called? I need my niece. Did you hear the SMS? SOS? What is it called?
I believe it's ASMR.
ASMR. I'm surprised you remember it. I know it's something with it's, A and the S.
Yes, you were close. I mean, I think SOS was really close. Yes. But what you eating now?
I'm having a turkey mushroom burger with fries that were baked and orange juice. I've been kicking, but oh, and avocado.
I'm going hard.
Avocado tree. So where I used to live, the trees had not bared anything for about 2 years. And then all of a sudden, he's not here. we're going to give avocados, but I tricked him. I went over and started climbing a tree. And because my landlord doesn't eat them like that, it was good. You know, the avocados here in Florida, well, the ones that I've kind of ran into, I'm used to my Jamaican avocados that look almost like, eggplant.
Uh-huh.
They're green, they're long. These are a lot more watery. Like they have
I think it's a change in the environment were not as watery when I first, rolled up in that joint because they taste very similar. They had more of that creaminess flavor in them.
Yeah,
I think it's something in the environment. I think it's something that's changing in the climate because those suckers there are like the last few years have been really disappointing.
They are. Like to the point now I dread it because I'm like, why am I buying? I don't like to buy avocados and I don't like to buy mangoes.
I can tell you why, because they grow so freely right around us.
So why would I? That's like going by, oh, I'm buying Saracen. Why am I going to buy that? Just go
but the thing is,
the
I still look at the prices and then I look at it like with disdain, like, I can go around the corner and get one from my neighbor. You know.
But I've been so caught up in the whole, what do you call it? The other ones, the Haas.
I
like those small, they're impact, and they really keep the flavor, so I and I'm eating late because I actually didn't eat lunch, but I eat a later breakfast. I broke fast later in the day. Oddly enough, my day started early. I almost could have made the 7 o'clock time that, you were talking about, but I didn't chance it. But I actually was. I was up. Fashion was up. Today's the baby's birthday.
I noticed that, and a very happy, happy birthday. Love the choice of outfit in fashion's picture.
Oh, she does it, man. She was doing it, man. It was like when she walked into the park, everybody, oh, look at you. Know, I think she just thrives off that, too, even with her mind. You know, it's amazing because her mind is so much in tune to where her body is not anymore. Mm-hmm. And it was very noticeable. She could not, she wanted to go and run, you know, she still wanted to try to chase the squirrels and get so exhausted because, you know, the feeling in her back legs. And by the end of the day, I literally, the last picture of the day would have been the picture of me carrying her to the car. Because she was worn out. It was down by the water. She was worn out by the time.
Well, but, like a good parent, you took the picture, I'm assuming, early in the day before her outfit got messed up.
Yeah, because her and her little dog friends, they don't really care about the look like that. You know, it's all about slop on the ground, roll over.
Right.
He's pinning me down, you know, they do their greeting. So yeah, she's not really concerned about that. But yeah, I did that. My other niece actually captured most of those pictures.
Well done.
I was so busy trying to be the good entertainment in between the guests that we had invited, you know, bring their dogs. So
fun.
Yeah. So it was good. But I do actually have something that I really just want to kind of toss out for our listeners to chew on as we all make these, you know, adjustments now. You know, we've talked about it. We're now, what, 5-6 months in? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have started to make adjustments that are really, almost permanent now because they've done them for so long. And I guess my question is, what are some things that you just don't see yourself going back to? I was thinking about it as I was sitting on the beach. A number of things were going through my mind, and somebody saw me thinking hard, and they were like, are you okay? They actually inquired if I was high. You know, that was even worse.
Oh.
Are you back?
That was Okay.
Yeah, call came through. I thought I put on my do not disturb, but I guess I missed that. So yes. So but on my there moment, I one of the thoughts I was thinking about, I guess I was in such deep thought that it kind of threw off everything. And so what I was thinking about was a number of things, and one of them was partly what am I not going to go back into doing? Do I need that? You know, do I really need that? It's like, I've gone so long without doing it now. Was it really of value or as much value as I put into it before, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was just kind of thinking about that, listing in my mind. I didn't write them down on paper, but listing in my mind, you know, things that I've actually been able to do without that, or, you know, I hadn't had to have to do that as often. And, of course, one of it had more to do with my choice of health and, you know, what I practice, you know, and I've said it. So what are some things? I mean, if you have some things, I am incorporating and I'm holding on to my naps. I'm a big fan of naps anyway, but I'm serious about it now. It's just like, I don't care if I just have to go sit in the car, crack the window. But taking a nap and refreshing my mind is essential. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think a part of it is because of the energy that is stored up in me now. So it's essential. You got any things?
I am really thinking diligently.
That you won't go back to, like, you maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I get the question. I'm really thinking, I do believe one of the things I won't go back to is the dizzying pace that I was living at. More lately in my last, you know, years where I really focused myself on what I'm doing, I do what I love and I love what I do. However, yeah. I realized that even though I always commit to things I love doing, I was keeping a schedule that probably was unnecessarily busy.
Mm.
And two things have happened. One is being here in Michigan, and two, being in Michigan on a lockdown.
Yeah.
The pace is naturally slower here, just in general. I mean, it's not to say that there's not stuff going on, but there's a real, you feel a, there are four distinct seasons here. You feel the transitions, you feel the change in each season. And I was reminded of that being here and watching the trees in the front of the yard, how they were bare when I came here, and then they started budding, and then now they're in full bloom, and I will probably be here long enough to see them go back into you know, the transition of you know, losing leaf and being bare again. But there, that kind of is a, it is a gentle reminder, I think, but more so just remembering, like, there was a certain point where if I didn't leave out the house at certain times, everybody in the house knew, hey, aren't you supposed to be at so-and-so? Aren't you doing such a, you know, like, and I think I don't regret what I did. I just think I don't necessarily need to do all of that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm rethinking my intentionality around my relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's not so much like a, what I won't go back to like neglecting people is what I'm saying, because I have my own way of reaching out to folks, but I also know I shy away from real connection sometimes because I don't have the energy or I don't feel like being bothered. So something as simple as a phone call becomes a big thing for me.
Yeah.
To make the effort to make it. Whereas a text message, I love texting because I know what it is. It's non-committal. I know it, but I do it anyway. And people enjoy it, but still, mm-hmm. you know, by the time I've texted you for about a half hour, I could have just talked to you for 15 minutes and been done, you know.
So, well, you know, it's not going to be 15 minutes. Sometimes a text is,
yeah.
you can get it quicker out. Right, right.
Right. But it's still the quality I think I'm really looking at more so. And, you know, even getting back to letter writing. I always have been a letter writer, in not just to my old people, but to everybody. And people have always enjoyed my letters. And so I'm like, why am I not so much doing that? And even thought about like writing to my children when I'm away from them, just so they have that experience of receiving my letters. So those are probably like two things off the top of my head. And then the other thing I do know this. I am no longer going back to following other people's rules.
Ah, wow.
Yeah. I've been inspired by so much that maybe because of the time that I'm taking to listen to people's podcasts and read articles and magazines that I don't normally, you know, read and all these kinds of things like that. And I'm really inspired by how people choose to do or not do what they do. And I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Is that vague enough to say that what I was saying? I don't know.
No, I think that helps really to say it, one, and now you're seeing it, right? Because I said, I didn't write it down, but I said it and I kind of listed it in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of like the odd thing about it is it came in my mind is this shedding of skin.
Yeah.
You know, we've shed it, the skin, you know, mm-hmm. the leaves that you saw on the tree that was bearing at first that have grown now will mm-hmm. not be the same leaves that if you are there that long mm-hmm. to see them come back. Those would be new leaves.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But same tree.
Right.
Right. Same tree, different leaves. And the tree has a different weight on it now. It has a different experience. And so
right. Right.
I feel like there's so much of an opportunity to look at the brighter side of the that you even could shed away or find a way. Like you don't realize how strong you are, you know, until you are put in a position where you have to use that strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't realize how, you know, how smart you are until you're in that space. So I feel like those are the things that really help us. And I think owning them, right? Mm-hmm. Owning one, the benefits of doing them. And then now you have to keep practicing them to the point where they become permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You still have to practice them where they become permanent, because they're not just going to go away.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I have been on this thing, not only for myself, but for other people that I care about. And it's the you know, like the whole, just the practicing your craft,
uh-huh.
you know, and whatever your craft is, you know, that you stay on top of it so that it you grow with it, you know, and that you don't lag behind in when opportunities arise, that you stay prepared, you stay up on. And not only that, you begin asking questions and delving deeper for your own sake. You know, I was just saying the other day to my sister that when we were in school, somebody created urgency for us by giving us deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Now that we've been out of school, unless we have someone who is hovering over us, we have to create our own sense of urgency. Otherwise, we begin to assume that we have tomorrow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I really want to live in a way that I'm not assuming that I have tomorrow. Yeah, we mentioned it. I think it was a podcast before, but you know, like if this were your last day or your last week, you probably would not. Yeah, that was the one. Oh yeah, that was the last one. Mm-hmm. You probably would not waste your time with some of the things that you deem so important at that moment, and you would free yourself to do the things that you really, you know, you really cherish or you really love, or be with people that you really want to be with. You know, you wouldn't have the excuses as to why you can't do something. And I don't want to go back to a point where I feel like I'm beholding. But this goes along with my whole thing about like the living by other people's rules. And I don't mean anarchy. I just mean like, you ever know, so when you ask somebody to do something, they give you a list of reasons why they can't first. Oh, I got to work that day. Oh, I don't have anybody to watch the kids. Right. You know, I don't have a way to get there. I don't, you know, as opposed to if the question is, do you want to go? Instead of answering, yes, I want to, and then we solve the problem, we start with, these are the reasons why I can't go. And I don't really want to, I don't know so much that I did that, but I'm more mindful of it now than I ever was beforehand.
Yeah. And I think I'm guilty of that. Right. I think I list of the whys, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I may not always say it right. I may just go through a few of them, because it could be a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And prevents me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is in the mix. Mm-hmm. I think this is good. I think if you're listening to us, and we hope that you are, and that you're taking our sound. So you got our sound effects in the back with our me chewing and the crickets out there singing, rubbing their feet together.
Yeah, ashy feet, yes.
They're rubbing their feet together, making magic. I hope you're able to figure something out that you say, you know what, since we've been on this lockdown, since we've been in this quarantine, since we've just really been in this mindset of being cautious, extra cautious. Like if you weren't the most clean, most, you know, person that was responsible for always washing your hands or using sanitizer, since you're a little bit more cautious about it, has some things happened to you that are in the positive that you now feel you don't need to revert back? And you can just keep moving forward. This was good. This is the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're so excited. School's about to be back in. We're so excited that you decided to stop in and listen to us on this Tuesday segment. Have a great one.
Thank you.